blogs or weblogs are a relatively new media phenomenon, but they're influential among journalists and opinion makers, and they recently played a role in the dismissal of a CNN news executive. Even so, most people don't read blogs, only a quarter of the population, according to a study done by the Pew Internet and American Life Project. So how important can they be? Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca looks into that question.
CNN VP Eason Jordan resigned last Friday because it was reported, well, let's stop right there. Was it reported or was it blogged? And what was the it? If this were a blog, the words Eason, resigned, and it would be highlighted. You could click on those words and be taken to articles detailing the facts. Jordan, speaking in a conference last week, said something about the American military targeting Western journalists. You'd also be taken to the speculation, the lies, the arguments, the crowing, and the hand-wringing. Figuring out facts in the blogosphere is often two clicks forward, one click back. An opinion laces nearly every comment. But to a blogger, that's a good thing. Rebecca McKinnon, former CNN correspondent turned blogger, says bloggers believe they're improving old media models.
The blogger has more credibility because they're being very upfront about their biases from the very start, extremely transparent about their views.
McKinnon is speaking as a blogger behind the sometimes opinionated online forum North Korea Zone. Compared to the more vitriolic blogs, McKinnon's is positively tame, but it still features more of her point of view than she would ever be able to get into a report when she was covering Asia for CNN. McKinnon says the blog world is lashing out against worshiping at the false altar of objectivity.
People do not feel that the mainstream media is being transparent about the biases of the people who work within the mainstream media and who are reporting various news stories.
The bloggers have an acronym, MSM. It stands for Mainstream Media, which includes the New York Times, the big networks, but mostly it's whatever the bloggers are not. The blogosphere is proud that it holds the MSM accountable. Among its successes, blogs were first on the George W. Bush National Guard story. They forced the rest of the media to pay attention to Trent Lott's comments at Strom Thurmond's birthday party. And they sussed out details of the pseudonymous White House reporter who was using his credentials to lob softballs to the press secretary. To bloggers, the MSM is corporate, the blogosphere is voluntary. MSM stodgy, blogosphere fast and loose. MSM insular, blogosphere instantly connected to the world. MSM broadcasts, whereas the blogosphere converses, says blogger and NYU professor Jay Rosen.
Previously to the internet, each advance in mass media strengthened the idea of a mass. That is one central broadcaster and an inert audience out there. And with the internet, there's kind of a reversal of that, because everybody in the internet audience is a writer in addition to a reader.
Which is a problem, says Jan Schaefer, the executive director of JLab, an Institute for Interactive Journalism.
For those of us who have day jobs, I mean, excuse me, you just can't spend that much time waiting through all the information, going back to the start of a thread, figuring out who's weighing in and responding to what.
As a result, the blog world has become a little less democratic than bloggers would care to admit. Or maybe the better way of putting it is that the price of democracy is a lot higher than spending 22 minutes watching the network news and telling yourself you're informed. Schaefer says that blogs have broken news and held media and government accountable, all to their credit, but their drawbacks are significant.
I think blogs are very inefficient way to get information, and in some cases very narcissistic.
Thus far in the life of blogs, their quickest route to validation by the rest of the media is to force a high-profile job loss, which brings us back to Eason Jordan. MSM sources have been quoted in other MSM sources as saying his resignation shows that blogs can be an angry mob. The question is, will the rest of the media start paying attention to what the members of that mob are chanting, or simply be terrorized by their occasional wrath? Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.